Hello, and welcome to Anonymous Asks, a podcast that combines the idea of collaborative questionnaires with, you guessed it, a podcast, with lots of giggles and silliness thrown in. So, my guest today is a talented, the beautiful, and incredibly sultry Bad Girl UK. Welcome, Bad Girl.
Hello.
Thank you so, so much for agreeing to chat with me today. I'm so excited to have you on. Why don't we start off with having you say just a little bit about yourself, how you found your way to GWA, and stuff like that.
Well, I started off as a listener because I really like erotic stories, and I was on Lit Erotica, and I found the audio section with Tark and a few others. And then I just Googled erotic audio and found GWA.
Very nice. Did you spend any time on Lit Erotica as a poster, or did you jump right into it with GWA?
No, I didn't even think of recording myself because I don't know what it was, but the audios on Lit Erotica, I just didn't think of it as user submitted, you know?
Really? So did you kind of assume that it was like, what was your line of thinking with how those audios popped up?
I don't know. It was just kind of, Lit Erotica seems less user submitted and a little bit more professional, you know? Mm. Seems a little less for everyone then.
That's true. So when you got to GWA, were you pretty much thrilled?
I listened for a week and then I thought, I could do this. Nice. You know?
Very nice. So how would you describe Bad Girl UK to a newbie, for instance, who's never been to GWA before and just discovered it?
Bad Girl likes to do the dirtiest stuff she can find.
That's why you're so cool.
If nobody else will do it, I more than likely will.
Phenomenal. Honestly, like, one of the big draws to me wanting to chat with you is, I mean, I don't really venture out of my comfort zones. I kind of stick to the whole lovey-dovey, ooey-gooey, mushy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I see your stuff, and I'm like, she's so naughty. How cool is that?
Well, the gooey, mushy stuff is harder for me to do than that kind of stuff.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe because it's more emotional. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
But it's definitely harder to do.
Interesting. So, do you have a favorite audio that you've created, or like a couple favorite audios that you've done?
I probably have a couple because there's so many.
Oh.
Probably my first favorite audio that I would class as my favorite was my first time with my Hitachi. And I unexpectedly squirted.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it was a massive shock to me. I didn't know my body could do that, you know?
Oh, my goodness. So that was, you're genuinely, like, your first ever encounter with a Hitachi.
Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing.
Hilarious.
So I'm squirting and laughing and going, oh, my God, I'm squirting. Like this, you know.
That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to definitely link that in the text of the post, because I guarantee anyone listening is going to be like, I need to listen to that right now.
Yeah.
So what do you said that that's your very first top one. Do you have a nice close runner-up?
Oh, see, now I can't remember the names and stuff. there's over 150, I think, now.
You've
maybe
done over 150 audios.
Yeah, I should.
No, that's incredible. That's so cool. Oh my goodness. See, the times like these, I still feel like I'm a newbie. I'm like, I've done like 40. Yeah. But no, that's awesome. Okay, so we're definitely linking that audio in the text of this post for everyone to enjoy. Quick question, follow up. Have you squirted quite a bit since then?
Yeah. Well, my Hitachi's broke now.
Oh, that's right. All of your toys are broken.
Yeah. I did get a new one.
Oh, you did?
Not a new Hitachi, but a new vibrator.
Yay! Oh, but I was so sad for you when you said
I was
the
sad for me too. I recorded a video so that, you know, if anybody asked about it, they had proof that I broke 3 toys in 1 week.
Did you post that?
No. Okay. It was just like, look at this toy, it's broken, check it. Look at this other toy, it's broken, that's going in the bin.
Do you still have that video?
Yeah, I still have the video.
I think you might need to submit that for proof. Just saying. That's hilarious. So what kind of vibrator did you end up getting?
I ended up getting, it's called a Neo vibrator, and it's shaped like a U, but technically it's a rabbit.
So, it's shaped like a U.
It's kind of shaped like a U, but one side of the U would be shorter than the other bit, and that's the clit bit.
Oh.
And the other bit is the dildo bit.
The clit bit.
The clit bit.
Phenomenal. I was just trying to envision it, like... Is there any risk of it getting stuck?
No, it can be used hands-free because it kind of just stays there, you know? Huh. And you can grind down on it. You know, you could sit down on it almost, and you can use it in the bath.
Oh, is it waterproof?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to look into this. That sounds really exciting. Though I would probably be completely terrified that I would accidentally somehow manage to get it stuck.
Yeah.
Which would be the most awkward trip to the emergency room ever. Ooh, that would be
the other good thing about it is that it's got a motor in the dildo as well as the clit. So it's like vibrating inside you and on your outside. It's really good.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about the vibrations inside. I'm really, like, more of a fan of...
I never had that before, so it was a bit different.
Was it, but a good different, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, after Christmas, and you've been able to... You've been done with buying gifts and spending all of your money on other people, mm-hmm. are you planning on buying another Hitachi?
I don't know. That one... Oh, God. I must have got it in January. Because I bought it for myself for Valentine's Day.
Best Valentine's Day gift ever.
Well, it didn't last that long.
A year is not, well, less than a year. That's not a very long lifespan at all.
Yeah.
Though, is it about the quality of the vibe or is it about the intensity of the use? Mm. One has to question.
It's because it's so fast.
Oh, goodness.
It's because it's so fast.
It's just, you have to use it. I go through rabbits and vibrators pretty quickly, too, so I totally understand. But I've never spent as much on one of mine as a Hitachi would cost. They're quite expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are expensive.
But at any rate, so you had me choose the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. Which isn't technically how it's supposed to go, but that's okay. It's because you're so chill and relaxed. Totally envy you for that, by the way. Have I mentioned that you're, like, the coolest person ever? Just saying.
Oh, I know.
you can't protest. Sorry, this is my show. You just have to take the compliments. So I've decided to ask you some questions from Bear It All For Us by H. Seal. So, to start, very simple, but this is probably going to lead into lots and lots of interesting conversation. What gets you turned on?
Lots of things. Lots of things. I like the taboo stuff, you know? So, everything from just teacher-student stuff to rape stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can I ask you about that?
Which one?
About the rape stuff. Like, what is it about that particular scenario that gets you going? I know there was a backstage post about this recently, but...
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. There's lots of different facets to it. And lots of things that I like that combines with the rape stuff. So, I like rough sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I like... physical domination. Mm-hmm. So instead of being tied up, or, you know, you could do tying up, but I'd like to be pinned down and tied up, you know, Mm-hmm. And then there's just being rough in general. So instead of using paddles, using your hands, maybe a little like choking and things like that. But I also like the idea of being used, you know, as a sexual object.
Mm-hmm.
So I quite like that. But it's also about desire for me, you know?
Like, their desire is just so mm-hmm. intense that...
Yeah, that they'll do anything. But of course, it's all rape play, you
right,
know?
Right, right, right.
Because virtually everything that I do and everything that I fantasize over is role play.
Mm-hmm.
So
teacher-student rape play, mm-hmm. what else is on your list?
I like cut queening.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah, is this a little... It's not very popular among women.
So, okay.
As a kink, you know, what is, especially what is it? From the side I'm on, because I'm a cut queen, whereas, you know, it's a bit different.
So what is it, what does that kink comprise of for you?
I don't fully understand it myself.
So as far as bad girl is concerned, cuck queening is?
Is cheating. A male cheating on a female with another female.
Okay.
It doesn't have to. It can involve humiliation, jealousy. Voyeurism is a big aspect.
Watching and, it yeah. all unfold, right?
Yeah, definitely. But mostly I like the jealousy.
You like being jealous.
Yeah, I like being jealous.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a very jealous person, but I hate feeling jealous.
I kind of hate it and I don't like it at the same time.
So, what...
It's like a female version of a cuckold.
Right, right, right. But yeah. I'm trying to kind of wrap my mind around what about the jealousy kind of gets you going.
See, I don't know.
That's it just does.
It just does.
It's so fascinating. I
mean, oh my God, you know, it's kind of wrong because I like the things that are wrong and taboo.
Mm-hmm.
So it fits in that spectrum of my kinks, you know?
Have you ever encountered something that's considered taboo and wrong that you were like, yep, no. Hard no.
I suppose I got a couple of limits. You know. I'm not too keen on beast okay. or toilet play.
Mm-hmm. So water sports and scat both.
Yeah. Yeah. The things that I don't like that don't look very aesthetically pleasing, like mm-hmm. Fisting, yeah, and yeah, and boob bondage, and a weird one that I don't like is facials.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because it seems like a lot of your kinks kind of play into the power play,
mm-hmm.
and that's like a huge power play move.
Yeah, I'm not fussed on facials because I think it's because I prefer cream pies.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, is it... You mentioned the aesthetic aspect. Is it the aesthetic that puts you off? Or even if you're in a situation where one would say, I want to come on your face, you'd be like, yeah, no, not happening.
Yeah, I'd say no, definitely. I've never done it, and I never want to do it.
Do you know what it is about it that turns you off?
I think it's probably the feeling of looking messy.
Ah.
You know?
Gotcha.
It's kind of all on your face and you're thinking, oh God, what the fuck do I look like? I know they probably think, oh my God, that's so hot. But right. In my mind, I'm thinking, I look fucking awful tonight.
I have shit covered in white shit.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. I will admit, as someone who has... Have that happen. Mm-hmm. Like, at first, it's really hot because you're like, yeah, I've just been used as your sexual object. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 10 seconds later, you're like, oh, yeah, it's going to get in my hair.
Yeah, let's wipe it off.
Oh, yeah, shower, please. So that's, like, my new condition. If someone's like, I want to come on your face, is there access to a shower? Because then we can do it. Because otherwise, it's not happening. Sorry. But anyhow, sorry, I'm just so interested by everything that you're turned on by. what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality?
Ooh, I don't know. What do you mean, like, dominant or submissive, or...
I guess, it's a very broad question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We could say dominant or submissive, or we could say taboo. That's mm-hmm. One adjective you've used quite often. We could say power. We could say...
I like power play. I suppose in everything somebody's a dominant and the other one's a submissive in all my fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely a switch.
Is there one that you ever gear more towards? Or does it just sort of depend on your mood?
I gear towards more submissive.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like a switch. I do like, you know, if I was with somebody who wanted to be dominant all the time, I'd be like, no.
Not happening.
Yeah, I want to change things up, you know?
So when you take on the role of Dom, M.E., what does that look like for you? What turns you on most about being the dominant?
I suppose... knowing that I'm like when I'm dominant, it's more like that I am, you know, kind of like bringing a man to his knees kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, I don't know.
Does it kind of play into we
turning them on so much that they're like submissive?
Just we'll do whatever. Yeah, I was just gonna say, you mentioned with the rape play that the big part of it is that overwhelming desire from someone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're more dominant, is that kind of the thing that gets to you, is the you need to want me so fucking badly you'll do whatever I say?
Yeah. So I kind of like things like edging blowjobs.
Mm.
And I like the cheating aspect. I'm mostly a cuck queen, but I do like playing the person that's doing the cheating as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somebody who's so desirable that they will, you know, do it kind of thing.
Fascinating. So interesting. So with the cuckolding and cuck queening thing, is that mostly just fantasy for you?
No, I'd be prepared to do that in real life.
Really?
Talked about it in general and played with it, but I've never actually had a threesome.
And if you were to have a threesome, how would you want that to go? Devil's threesome or kind of your standard FMF?
Oh, I wouldn't mind playing a little bit with a girl. I wouldn't mind. I don't know about going down on her, though.
It would be interesting. I've thought about that a lot. Like, I'm very in touch with my body and I'm very into my body and what I like. But I would be, like, scared out of my mind to try and figure out what someone else would like in that
mm-hmm.
regard.
Mm-hmm.
But what about with you? Like, what kind of makes you hesitant about going down on a girl?
Well, I'm not so... I don't fancy girl. I'm kind of bi-curious, but I'm not curious because, you know, I know how far I would go.
Right. And so, that's like a... We're done here.
Yeah, I find girls visually appealing, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't fantasize about being with a girl unless I'm with another guy,
and then it's okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
Because it's turning the guy on. So
yeah, you're like every guy's dream girl. I'm just too territorial to be able to do that. No. Yeah, I don't know. I'm extraordinarily possessive. It's terrible. Yeah. But anyway, what is your favorite sexual act?
Ooh. Going down on somebody.
I like going down on guys. They're so much fun. They're so fun.
I do like giving blowjobs, but I also like being face fucked.
Is it the power thing?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now, see, it's interesting because you said that as far as the aesthetics are concerned, sometimes you don't like having to worry about what you look like. Mm-hmm. And I know when I've been utilized in that way, mm-hmm. I come out away from it like snotty and covered in tears and makeup running down my face. Does that at all affect how you see it, or do you just not even think about that aspect, or is that even a turn on for you?
Well, I don't gag very much.
Oh, really?
No, I can deep throat. So that's not too much of a problem with the snot and that.
Even when you're being face fucked?
Sometimes it'll be a little bit too much, and then, yeah, I will, you know.
Yeah. Wait, do that again.
No.
Darn it. Sorry, guys.
I'm blushing really badly.
Oh, no. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it was a lovely sound, I promise you.
Yeah.
Okay. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? This is a good one, right?
It is a good one. Oh, humor. I'm a sucker for funny guys. Especially dry, sarcastic, and just generally quick-witted men. If you can make me laugh, then you can laugh me into bed, kind of thing, you know?
Dry humor. You're not from the UK.
Well, we got lots of dry humor comedians over here.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't realize you'd be sarcastic. That's ironic.
You like dry humor. What? That's hilarious. But so you like being wooed with laughing?
Yeah, I like funny people.
I am obviously not making a big impression, but that's okay. With regards to that, has there ever been a moment where you've been like, I just need you to make me laugh until I'm ready to fuck your brains out? Or is it like more of a, we're gonna laugh and then do a complete switch where it becomes super passionate and sexy?
It's the banter, really, I suppose. Not just him making me laugh. It's got to be back and forth banter, you know? Somebody's got to have a really good personality for that.
So, you're going to judge me really hard right now. Mm-hmm. But I like to sometimes watch this show from the UK. It's a reality show. And it's Geordie Shore.
But
they talk about banter like all the time. It's all they talk about. So is that like a big thing over there?
Banter is just the back and forth, you know, talking, which is kind of entertaining then. I suppose. But oh god, I don't know why you're watching that program.
Because it's hilarious.
Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're on about.
I know. I don't take anything they say seriously for the most part. It's still it's so funny. Oh my god. It's the most ridiculous show in the world and I love it.
Yeah.
And also,
I do like the ridiculous shows. I watch this program, which is basically a TV program about people at home watching TV.
That's a what?
Yeah. They just sit on their couches and you kind of watch them watching TV.
And watch what, their reactions?
Yeah, basically. And you see clips of the TV program in between, but you hear what they think about the TV program. But they're filmed in their living room watching TV.
I can see why that's appealing, I guess.
Yes.
They have lots of commentary shows like that over here, but it's like on a set where they'll bring people in to watch, I don't know, funny YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting.
Yeah.
Novel concept, UK.
Different.
Good on you. Okay. So, kind of going into the whole television thing, it doesn't have to be just about television, though, but what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most?
I've always had a thing for Ewan McGregor.
Oh my god, he is so sexy.
I know. I've always had a thing for Ewan McGregor since I was a teen.
What was the first thing you saw him in?
It was this film called A Life Less Ordinary, which is a Danny Boyle film, and he did Trainspotting. and he was kind of like the underdog. It was a little bit geeky. He had like this mullet and like a flower shirt, and he was funny and he was silly, but he was a little bit rogue as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd do crazy things, but then he was in Velvet Goldmine. And he was a he was a rock star in Velvet Goldmine, and he had these leather pants and this black nail varnish, and he snogged another guy, and he like chucks glitter over himself and pulls his pants down.
Yeah, and you were just like, yes, all of the yes.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting question. Does it turn you on to see guys fooling around?
With each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that does turn me on. I don't suppose I go looking for it on occasions, but yeah, I think for somebody to be that open with their sexuality, you know, is quite attractive.
Interesting. Have you listened to any of the audios on GWA about, you know, where guys are doing two voices and simulating a double threesome?
No, I haven't heard of the two voices ones.
There's some, I know, really Bourbon good ones.
Was it Bourbon that did one?
Mm-hmm.
I think I listened to some of that.
That was really good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Then Samuel Enderby did one. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, gosh, his was so... It was... Bourbon's was, like, dominant and submissive.
Uh-huh.
And then Sam's was... him. It was, like, he was a couple, like, mm-hmm. a gay couple that saw a girl by the pool, and they were really turned on by her, and then they heard, and she seemed to be really turned on by them, and it turned out they were on the same floor, and they heard her, like, playing, and so they went in, and, oh, it was sexy as fuck. Holy shit. So good.
That does sound good, yeah.
Yeah, I will send you the link to that. I will put that in the post, actually. We'll make sure to put that in the post, because it was fantastic. And I'm sure there's others. But that's such a fun one, a fun way to kind of explore that, mm-hmm. turn, that, well, I don't want to say it's a kink. I don't know if it's a kink, but that specific turn on.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Sorry. Anyway, so is there any specific fictional character that turns you on?
Fictional character? I mm-hmm. don't know. Not specifically, I don't suppose. I kind of like the weird ones, usually.
Ooh, like who?
Like Beetlejuice? I like Beetlejuice. I don't know
like
what it
was.
Like
Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice, or the cartoon character as Beetlejuice?
I've never seen the cartoon, so Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was kind of pervy in Beetlejuice.
He was a little
and
pervy.
He was
You're
a
right.
little bit sexual, and he was absolutely mental.
Like, and that turned you on?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I first watched Beetlejuice when I was quite young, and I was enthralled with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like those kind of types. Like,
can I just say how much I love that? That most girls like. We're fawning over Disney princes, and you're like, Beetlejuice, yeah.
Well, you know, like the Avengers, and everybody's uh-huh. on about Thor, and I'm like, well, I don't like Thor. I like Loki because he's wicked, you know?
Because he's bad.
Yes, because he's bad. I
so
like
you like,
bad
you bad girl likes the bad boys.
I do. I like there's actually a philia for it, you know? I don't know how to pronounce it. Hebristophilia or something like that. It's about women who are like men who have done wrong or could potentially do wrong things. So.
I get it.
There's yeah.
There's always been that little, like, you know, thing about girls liking bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Something that, you know, lots of quote-unquote nice guys go on and on and on about all the time. But there's some appeal to it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Bad boys. I love bad boys, like Will Smith in the movie Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Or Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House. So.
Oh, Just because he's holding a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, something about that red dress just does it for me. Anyhow. I have been sitting on that joke for years and waiting for so long.
For it.
I'm so happy right now. Yes. All right. Have you ever had an idea for an audio that you thought was really amazing but couldn't pull it off because it was too ambitious or not viable for the audio erotic format?
I'd been sitting on for one for 4 months, and I finally did it about a week ago. Yeah.
What's it about?
The request was really complicated, and it was about this girl. He said that he wanted to be this woman who went to a glory hole, and she kind of realized the cock that she was sucking was her rapist's cock.
Oh my goodness. Saw that post of yours. It did very well.
Well, I was quite proud of that one. That was another one that I was quite proud of, because I did it as a narrative. So it was more like a story, and it took a lot of concentration to do. Mm-hmm. Because I just couldn't work out how to transfer his request into a script. Because of the amount of detail he put in his request.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more than that, you know?
Right.
So,
that's so interesting.
So it started off as this housewife in her work clothes, in her, you know, skirt and a suit, and she like creeping out the house and go into this glory hole, and then like pressing her mouth against the glory hole, waiting for a cock to come through because she's so desperate for it,
mm-hmm.
and then the cock reminds her, and she goes back to when she was a teenager. And she starts daydreaming about this guy she'd go over to his house, and they'd talk and they'd play video games and things like that, and he'd read a book to her. But one day he raped her, and he used her mouth. So after that, she became obsessed with face fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she kept on going to this glory hole, despite her husband and kids in her home. She kept on going to this glory hole, and then she discovers that this guy's cock that she's sucking was the guy who raped her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's quite dark, but it's supposed to encapsulate about people's first experiences,
mm-hmm.
and
how that really affects them.
Yeah.
That's so, just the amount of detail you had to work into that. Yeah. Quite a project.
It was complicated, but I was quite proud of myself after 4 months of sitting on it and looking at it, you know, every other week. Going, oh, for God's sake.
So you were really, really excited about the idea, but it was just figuring out.
Yeah, and there was a lot of nice comments saying how well written it was, and it was quite quality work, you know? Mm-hmm.
So well, you do quality work, so I'm not surprised about that comment. But I'm glad that you got the validation for all that work. My goodness.
Yeah, it was frustrating. Because I like filling requests, especially mm-hmm. if I know that they might not get picked up, or, you know, or something that suits me. So I like filling requests a lot.
You're the best. You're so nice. But no, that's so awesome. And I'm really excited for you that you're able to get it done and work it out. Do you have any other ideas that are just sort of sitting around waiting for you to figure out how to do them?
I do have a couple of ideas. And sometimes when I have ideas and I can't figure out how to do them, I'll ask somebody else to write it.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I think I've asked, like, one person once to write a script, and they didn't do it. So ever since, I've been like, it's fine. I'll just keep doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I should reach out to more script writers. There are some amazing script writers on GWA.
There are some good script writers. And we just lost Homer Salk as well.
I know. Obviously, we can't contemplate it too much because we want to respect his privacy.
Yeah.
But it is very sad that he
had lots of nice comments.
It was so nice of you to alert the community about it.
Yeah, I noticed he hadn't posted anything for a little while, and then I went and checked back, you know, and he was still there, but then I checked back the next week and he wasn't, so yeah.
I hope he's well, and I really hope that whatever made him decide to step away was a positive reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, God forbid, it wasn't, that he's able to focus on making everything right. So
yeah,
all of our best to Homer Sock. I'm going to tag him in this, even though he won't see it.
Yeah.
But thanks again for letting us all know about it, because that was definitely a needed announcement in the community. He was such a positive influence on GWA. But do you have any other crazy ideas for an audio that you think would just be impossible to record?
Well, I have reached out about the one audio and asked somebody to write it. But I don't know if they go into it. They might do, they might not. But it was kind of, we hear the subreddits Free Use, Bored and Ignored.
No, what's that?
It's kind of like people are into this kink about, it's kind of like being used, but the person who's being used really doesn't care for it. So there was this one video where this guy was playing a video game and this chick was sitting on his lap riding him while he was trying to play the video game.
And he just wasn't interested.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be so like angry.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of like using the other person as a sexual object.
So you know? He was being used.
Yeah, but it... Yeah.
But he didn't...
Or it can be the other way around. So there's like this other one where it was a nurse draining this guy's balls by riding him. He's really into it, but she's not. So it's kind of like one party's really into it and the other one's not. There's people outside, I'm sorry.
What was that?
There's people outside in the background.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm too busy. Like, I'm literally just staring at my wall, mouth agape. Like, I would be so angry.
It might be appealing. So.
And I know, I can understand how it would be appealing for other people.
Uh-huh.
But for me, like, I can't get past that because I'm just like, there's no fucking way that you're not going to pay attention to me while I'm doing things to you. It's not happening. Oh my goodness, that's so interesting.
But then there's other ones you could say, like, this guy's trying to be at a meeting or whatever, but really under the table he's getting his cock sucked. So.
Oh, see, that I like.
Yeah, that, so he's trying to act really blasé in that, you know?
Oh, well, but if he's, like, easily acting blasé, then I wouldn't be very happy. If he's genuinely struggling, then I'd be pretty into it. But
yeah.
If he's literally just like, meh, it's whatever, I'm getting my cock sucked, then I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Be into this! Sorry.
Okay. I went a bit off track. Anyway. The idea was that this girl has got a job as a Disney princess.
Okay.
So she's best Sleeping Beauty ever. Because it's the only one I can think that's British. So she's got this job as a Sleeping Beauty. And
is Sleeping Beauty British?
Yeah, she is. She's English. Yeah.
I had no idea that Aurora was English.
I did have to research it.
Okay, well, trust your word on it then, because you put in the work.
So she comes home to her boyfriend and she puts on this outfit and she goes, ta-da, you know, what's my job is, I'm Disney princess. And he goes, how are you gonna cope with all these kids running around you and you're trying to stay in character? So basically it's kind of a test of her character.
Ooh.
And a test of her job. So he starts, you know, doing stuff to her while she tries to stay in the role as Princess Aurora.
Of just asleep.
Well, not asleep, but, you know, trying to pretend to be her. You
but know? Pretending to be her asleep?
No, not asleep. You know, she's a children's entertainer.
Right.
Okay. And that's her new job as Sleeping Beauty. She's a children's entertainer.
I think that's where I'm getting confused. I'm just envisioning her, like, on the altar surrounded by flowers asleep. So, like, you're talking about this, and I'm like, oh, she'd have to tag it as slightly necro. Okay. But, so she has to just be, like, chipper happy Aurora.
Yeah. She's got to try and stay in character while he tests how if she can stay in character then.
This is so interesting, and you'll find out why. I'm so intrigued by this soon. But interesting.
Okay.
Okay. That would be a really fun script if you're able to pull it off with the scriptwriter you've reached out to.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun and really, really interesting. Oh, I'm excited for you. I hope it gets done. Okay, so you are Bad Girl UK, mm-hmm. and you like taboo things, mm-hmm. but what is your absolute dirtiest fantasy?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one.
It is a hard one.
I suppose I was talking to somebody a while ago about how I'd like to role play things for a solid week. So for each of my kinks, I'd like to role play something different every week.
Like every day that week?
Well, if you wanted to. Interesting. If he was horny enough. But so like the one thing that I was thinking of was to do rape play 1 week, where it's like me raping him, or maybe the week after it's him raping me. And then the idea would be to, you'd set boundaries beforehand and you'd share fantasies beforehand so that you know what was going to go down that week. Mm-hmm. So like you both come in from work and then he could just like, you know, pounce on you kind of thing. So I think that could get pretty dark, having a playing out your rape fantasies for a whole week.
Yeah, that would be interesting. If that ever happens, you'll have to report back about how it goes. I'd be extraordinarily interested. You should keep a blog about it if you just do decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, document
so how it all goes. So I suppose that could get kind of dark, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, you know, you could do knife play and things like that, you know?
Okay, so, knife play.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me, if you wouldn't mind.
It's the threat of doing something bad, I think. I think it's the fear play as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes I listen to audios, and they can be really menacing. I think it was, the GWA Gone Wild Halloween one this year.
Gwaloween.
I didn't know how to say that.
I didn't know either. I've heard it as Gwaloween, so we're going to stick with that.
Okay. And Gate of Ivory's post was really good.
Oh, the one he won for.
Yeah. And it was creepy and scary, and there was fear play in it. And as I was listening to it, so I could feel my eyes dilating.
Oh,
because,
wow.
You know, it's scary, but it turns me on at the same time.
So you were actually, he was actually inducing fight or flight with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a fantastic thing for him to hear. Yeah. It was so good that he actually made your eyes dilate.
Yeah, I could feel them dilate, and I was like, ooh, you know, and getting all tingly.
That's awesome. Good mm-hmm. job, Gate of Ivory. So would you ever, or I'm not terribly familiar with the kink, does an actual act of pain ever happen with knife play?
I'm not keen on pain, see?
Oh, so you would be like, no.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big fan of pain. I like I said, I like the rough sex and the physical dominance, but mm-hmm. I'm not big on, like, whips and things like that.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. So okay. That was the last of our questions. We're going to move past questions now. Bad Girl UK, you are sexy as fuck, and you know it. Seriously, honestly, as far as I'm concerned, and I have said this to people, you are sex incarnate.
Oh my god, you make me blush so hot. The thing is, right, the thing is, I can do, like, scripts and characters and things like that, but I am awful when it comes to just being me. I'm terrible. I'm like blushing so hard, and I'm like, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. It's fine.
Okay.
You, outside of Bad Girl, you are still lovely and sexy as fuck. So just accept it. So here's what we're going to do. User, my name is Toast, is pretty fucking sexy too, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And he has this one audio. I'm going to ask you to do a live response to it right here and now.
Do I need to close my curtains?
You know, I mean, if you want to. But there's a bit of a catch. Okay, guys, I'm going to explain exactly what's going on and give Bad Girl a bit of time to get ready for this. So we'll be back in a minute with something you'll all really enjoy. Guys, I've explained the rules here to Bad Girl, and she's going to go ahead and do this phenomenal little mini response audio to me right now. Are you ready?
Okay.
Take it away.
I want you to sit across from me. Oh, God. I'm going to look at you. Watch you.
You're gonna watch me.
And I'm gonna fuck you with my eyes. But I'm not gonna touch you. You are gonna touch you. You are gonna take your hands.
My hands.
And run them down your body. You can see the big smile on my face.
It's shiny like tinsel.
And you can see the hunger in my fucking eyes. You can see how bad I want to punch you. Oh,
baby Jesus.
And that makes you smile and pull your shirt up.
You want to see my sugar plums?
Start to squeeze your tits together.
There you go.
God, they look so good. Watching me squirm in the seat, you start to squeeze on your nipples. Lick on your lips. Oh, God. Watching you knead them.
Yeah.
And play with your nipples is just making me fucking crazy.
I know.
Already.
I can see your sugar plums through your trousers.
It doesn't take very long to watch the bulge in my pants.
Yeah, I did
grow.
Say I could see your sugar plums.
Take your left hand up. And trace your pointer finger across your lips. And lick it. And lick it slow. Your pretty little pink tongue. Sliding up and down your finger while your right hand plays with your nipple.
Tastes like eggnog.
I want you to start to grind into the... grind into the chair. Oh, God. Watching you move your head.
Yeah, that's what Father Christmas said to me last week.
I'm just going to sit here.
That's what he said, too.
Do you know why? Because I want to watch you fuck yourself.
Can I use my candy cane?
I want to watch you slide your fingers.
I want to use my candy cane.
And I want to watch you fuck that hot little pussy for me.
Will I get any presents if I do that?
Do you want to do that?
Can I?
I didn't hear you.
I said,
do you want to do that for me?
I wanted presents.
I said. I didn't.
I said I wanted presents.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Show me how fucking eager you are to do it. I'll pull your legs up.
As long as you buy me something.
Oh, yeah. Watch those hot little fingers trail up. And work your way in.
Baby Jesus.
How does it feel?
It feels like I'm rubbing upon
Saturday. Tell me how it feels. I bet it feels good, doesn't it?
Nice and soft.
Does it feel good knowing that my cock is rock hard as I sit across from you and I want to fucking tug on it so
bad? Is it
bad?
As hard as chestnuts? Because that's really hard.
Or does it feel better knowing that your hot little fingers are rubbing on your pussy? And if you're a good girl,
I'm a good girl. That's what Father Christmas tested me last week as well.
Can you tell me?
Mm.
I'm eager to hear.
Okay. Yeah. That was so well done. Oh my god.
Those were really hard words to fit into that audio.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, I think.
Toast owes me a present now. At least one. Oh my god. So I asked him beforehand if he'd be okay with this. And I don't think he understood exactly what was going to be happening. So, Toast, I'm sorry.
He's going to have a good reaction from that.
Oh, God. Can I just say, your commitment to your character was amazing. So well done. Oh, my goodness. Another round of applause because that was beautiful. So well done. Mm. Very good. Very good. You should be quite proud of yourself. Oh my goodness. Are you happy that you said that you do this now? Okay. So, you've been around GWA for a while now. Mm. What is your favorite GWA memory, or what do you love most about the community?
I don't know if I've got a favorite GWA memory. I like the fact that GWA is like one big orgy.
Oh gosh.
That's what I like.
That should be a tagline.
Yeah.
Welcome to GWA.
It's like one
big orgy.
Yeah. It is, though. It is. Because people make friends with other people and they talk about sex because that's the one thing you've all got in common, you know? And then those people will talk to other people about sex. So it's like, it's kind of like an orgy.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm a little hesitant to be like, yeah, well, I'm part of one big orgy. But I get where you're coming from. Oh my goodness. So is this us engaging in an orgy right now?
Oh, we're talking about sex. It's pose. You'll have to get off to one of my audios, and I'll have to get off to one of your audios, and then it'll be like an orgy because you've made me come, I've made you come, and like I made about, I don't know, 10,000 people come in one of my audios, so like, you know, and those people have come to other people's audios, so you know, it's like an orgy.
Okay. I can see the logic there.
God.
So, do you have any advice for newbies?
The one thing that I always notice newbies doing, which I don't think they should because you don't really know them, they go, any requests?
And I'm like, oh yeah. Well, I could give them a request if I knew them, but they're new, so I don't know what to say, you know? You kind of got to get a feel for the person first before you can request anything.
So you think that newbies should kind of try to record stuff that turns them on, and then we can figure out from there
I think so. And Miss has a really good, did a really good request about a year ago, and it's telling you what gets me off while I get off.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the best first audios anybody could do, because you get a feel for them and you know what turns them on. And it's really, really hot to hear somebody talking about what they like while they're getting off. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Bravo to Miss. Mm-hmm. Always just so brilliant. She's wonderful. But then that's really solid advice. And I kind of wish I had that advice when I first started. I don't know what I was doing when I first started. I feel like I was just kind of wandering around trying to figure out what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, that's pretty much all I had for you today. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Bad Girl, for joining me. It's been so eye-opening and enlightening and so fun. Again, you were phenomenal with that little activity. Now, I have one last question, though, before I let you go. If Bad Girl UK had a catchphrase, what would it be?
I quite like maybe a tagline.
Sure.
I like to say Queen of Pervs. Queen of Pervs.
Bad Girl UK, Queen of Pervs, bow down. Fantastic. I think that's absolutely perfect for you. Very, very good. Okay, thank you so much for doing that. Thank you.
You're making me blush like a fool.
You are not blushing.
I am. I'm really, really red.
Well, I'm sure you're lovely. So don't you worry about it. Thanks so much to Bad Girl UK for joining me on this episode of Anonymity Asks. Hopefully y'all enjoy listening in as much as we enjoyed making this. This is Anonymity, wishing you all a very happy holiday, and reminding all of you beautiful, incredible people to stay sexy, never yuck anyone's yum, and try your hardest to spread a little sunshine. Anonymity out!